Here comes Dottie, I said when I noticed her walking away from Trail's coffee, balancing one of those cardboard coffee trays with one hand and a cigarette in the other. Looks like she was talking to Violet Reinhammer, I pointed out after I'd gotten into the passenger seat. And she's smoking. Abby had turned herself around, leaning on the back of the couch to see out the small RV windows behind them. When she swung back around, she hit Queenie in the face with her high-swinging brown ponytail. Phew, phew, Queenie spat, smacking it away from her face. When she smokes that early, it means Violet stressed her out. Abby sighed and put her hand out when she noticed I was passing the missing person file back to her.
I sure hope she didn't tell Violet what we were up to.
Hank adjusted his seatbelt. No kidding. I reached over my shoulder to get my seatbelt, or she'd have it plastered all over the Normal Gazette and Channel 2 News. Violet Reinhammer would probably turn out to be a decent human being if I'd gotten to know her outside of her journalist personality. We'd become well acquainted over the years since I'd moved to Normal, Kentucky, and worked on a few things together. But we weren't a pair to call each other up and hang out. Not like I did with the laundry club ladies. Those were the ladies right here in my camper, my tried and true girlfriends, along with my amazing boyfriend, Hank. Of course, I couldn't forget Fifi, my little white poodle, who was still sleeping on my bed in the back. Yep, I lived in a drivable RV and owned Happy Trails Campground in the heart of the Daniel Boone National Forest in Normal, Kentucky. Literally, this was my home on wheels, which I'd been forced to live in, but it took the better part of a year to remodel it into the cute little RV it was today. I'd made it as cozy as a rabbit's den. It was small, but it was all mine and without a mortgage. It was perfect for me and Fifi. 99% of the time, the RV stayed parked at Happy Trails Campground, but not this week. Hank's private investigating services had been hired by Laura and Steve Tenney. Their daughter, Kyra, had gone missing while at Forest Bathing Therapy Retreat, and no one at the retreat would give them any answers. The retreat was in a different part of the Daniel Boone National Forest, which was the reason we'd piled into my RV, but once we were there, we had accommodations.
I enrolled us as employees.
Hank looked down at the GPS system to make sure we were going in the right direction.
Robin is under the assumption we are all there to become certified forest bathing therapists.
I've always wanted to be a therapist.
Bats took the undercover gig very seriously. Nothing I wouldn't expect from her. She was the sensible and moral one of all of us. According to her file, Kyra Tenney went missing 2 weeks ago. Her cell phone's last ping was... Abby rattled off the location while Betts put the address in her phone.
The exact place we are going.
The muscles in Betts's face tightened.